This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A new development in the espionage case against a U.S. Navy sailor charged with giving information to China. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the details.
A federal prosecutor told a judge that the mother of a U.S. Navy sailor who is charged with providing sensitive military information to China encouraged him to cooperate with a Chinese intelligence officer. In a federal court in San Diego, the prosecutor said that the mother of 22-year-old Jinxiao Wei told Wei that cooperating might help him get a job with the Chinese government someday. The judge ruled to keep Wei in federal custody without bond. Wei was one of two sailors arrested last week in California and accused of providing military information to China. Both have pleaded not guilty to the charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Japanese media reported the country will start releasing wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant by the end of August. Paul Dickman, a U.S. nuclear advisor to the Japanese government, said though the water contains tritium, that is a natural element found in just about everything we eat or drink, and it will be safe to discharge the water into the ocean.
The way that you deal with this, and we have constantly, is to discharge this either through evaporation into the air or discharge it into a water body, particularly if you're by the sea.
Japan plans to release the water over several years, diluting the tritium over time. China reports deflation for the first time since 2021. Consumer prices in China contracted last month for the first time in that two-year period. Wednesday data shows slowing domestic spending weighs on the country's post-COVID economic recovery. The consumer price index fell 0.3% in July. This is VOA News. Member states of the United Nations called on Syria to comply with chemical weapons conventions after a UN official told the Security Council that there are information gaps on Syrian chemical weapons. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfeld.
The UN and OPCW's investigative mechanisms confirmed Syria used chemical weapons against its own people in 9 subsequent attacks.
Western nations have called on Syria to destroy its chemical weapons stockpiles. In the southwest U.S. state of Arizona, U.S. President Joe Biden announced a national monument designation for the greater Grand Canyon. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president says there is no national treasure as grander as the Grand Canyon.
This is God's cathedral.
The designation preserves about 1,500 square miles just outside Grand Canyon National Park.
Preserving these lands is good not only for Arizona, but for the planet.
The president says more than a dozen tribal nations lived on this land.
But some 100 years ago, they were forced out. That very act of preserving the Grand Canyon as a national park was used to deny indigenous people full access to their homeland.
Ranchers in Utah near the Arizona border say this will strip them of privately owned land. Other opponents say this won't help fight a lingering drought and could prevent thinning of forests and stop hunters from keeping wildlife populations in check. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The European Union's Climate Change Service said Tuesday global air and ocean temperatures have reached new record highs in July, making it the highest month on record. Director Carlos Bentempo told the Reuters news service they saw this coming as the month began.
The first week of July has seen two extreme temperature events, and at that time the Copernicus Climate Change Services referred back to these as being the warmest temperature ever recorded. Now, 3 weeks into the month, slightly more than that, we can say that not only the first week of July was the warmest on record, but the 3 weeks of July were the warmest on record.
Scientists believe that 2023 or 2024 will end up as the hottest year ever in the record books, surpassing the current holder, 2016. Eager early adopters recently descended on a Mexico City cafe where their eyes were scanned by a futuristic sphere, part of a project that seeks to capture digital identification for everyone on the planet. The project's goal is to distinguish people from bots online while doling out cryptocurrency bonuses as an incentive. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.